There's no great expectancy, Tom, this year. You know, we're sort of pleasantly surprised with the victory over Armagh last week. It was a very welcome victory, and you know, it's a young team, experimental team, a lot of younger players playing for Derry for the first time, and they did very well, responded very well. So, hopefully we can continue that. But there's a lot of not a lot of experience there, but we'll see how they get on, Tom. You know.
Yeah, and in terms, obviously, in terms of overall, obviously, everybody's looking to the championship, but the league as well. I'm sure Derry would like to get back up to Division One.
They would, but that's going to be a tall order, you know, because they have very few cryos in the panel from last year. You know, if you know a few, Danny Heaven and a few of the boys are coming back. You know, and boys like Mark Lynch and James Kilt are back in the squad. So, but it's still going to be, you know, an experience. So I think, you know, to be in a position where they're pushing to get into Division One would be optimistic. But hopefully that will be the case. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think they're a young team hopefully it'll be a team that'll play without fear, and also maybe get them a wee bit better defensive setup than last year, because we did concede a lot last year, you know.
As you mentioned, a number of players have left the squad, some high enough profile players. What is that telling us?
Well, there was a number left for personal reasons, different things were happening in their lives, and maybe some of them just felt that the cutting they'd asked now was too much, you know. As I say, one or two are back, and we possibly expect one or two to come back. It tells me that maybe we were asking for a lot of commitment. Damien was asking for a lot of commitment very early on in the year. You know, it was basically the club championship was basically over, and Derry was back training, you know, and that means that there's no off season. So that was probably part of the reason that some of the lads decided to not come back to the panel. But as I say, come closer to the league and to the championship, maybe expect to see a few of those faces back.
You expect to see them back, you do?
Not all of them, but you know. As I say, Danny Heaburn's back already, and some of the other lads, there's rumoured that they might be back as well. But that said, you know, it does give some of the boys that are just in the minors, or some of the boys that are in the under-21s, a chance to step up and see, get a taste for senior football, and also to get a look at and see, you know, is there potential for them to be senior footballers for Derry as well. So it's not all doom and gloom, you know.
Mm. And of course, obviously, without the Stocknield contingent as well.
That's it, you know, the Stocknield contingent, you know, we'll have to see. Hopefully they can go all the way to All-Ireland final, you know, both foreign and football. It's unbelievable what they're achieving. So, but no, certainly you'd expect three or four of them to come straight into that Derry team, you know. Certainly would. You expect, you know, McCaigs and Ben Rogers, certainly, at least one or two more possibly to come into that Derry team, yeah.
Yeah, as we said, got off to a good start last week with that win over Armagh, because Armagh had won the Cardinal O'Fee Cup, had defeated Tyrone a couple of weeks earlier, so it looked as if things were shaping up in Armagh finally. But Derry got a good result with a very experimental team.
Well, they did, and you know, I suppose you have to say that our Armagh team was experimental too, as are a lot of the McKenna Cup teams. You know, when you see Donegal sitting on the under-21 team, you know. A lot of the teams are different strategies towards the McKenna Cup. But no, it was encouraging for them to put up a big score. Some of the lads there, like Aidan McLaughlin from Craigban, came in. He hasn't played for Derry in 5 or 6 years. Scored a great goal on the point from midfield. He's a very, very good athlete and a great talent that maybe hasn't been featuring for Derry in championship football. So it was a good chance to have a look at the likes of him. Some of the other young lads from Mahara there, Oisin Hegarty from Glen Mahara, and Jack Doherty came into the team and did well. Ryan Bell was back. He wasn't with the squad last year, went to America. Benny Hearn went to America last summer, came back in and got man of the match, my own club man, Benny Hearn. So good to see those boys back out and doing well and mixing them with the young lads. A few boys probably making their debut again this week. My own club mate Ronan Murphy is making his debut. I mean, 2 years ago he wasn't even playing for Ballinasheeny. He lost interest in football, and last year he came back in and did really well for Ballinasheeny, and then got a call up for the under-21s, and now he's starting for the seniors on Sunday. So it just shows you how quickly things can turn around for a young lad, you know.
Yeah, as you say, Thomas, Malin, Ronan, Murphy, Conor McGrogan, and Conor Nevin all coming in. So four changes. Damien himself back this week, missed last weekend's game.
Yeah, well, Conor Nevin now was in, you know, Conor Nevin's 28. He's been one of the best club footballers for a good number of years, and he didn't commit to the county panel. He played his club football band. He was one of the best club players for years, but so it was interesting to see how he does there at centre half back. Good player, wasn't the day under 21s that got the All Ireland final in 07, that far back, so you're talking about 10 years ago. So, some of the other lads, Conor McGogan from Newbridge, good player as well. Neil Forrester from Steelstown is captain of the team, so it's good to see a young lad from the Steelstown club getting that honour. Neil's been on the panel for a few years. Young Peter Hagen from Banagher is only 19. Was McCrory Cup captain 2 years ago, I think, and has come into the team. So, I've watched those boys training, and they're putting in the efforts. They're putting in the efforts in the gym. They're putting in the efforts out on the pitch, and they're definitely pushing hard. They're getting a taste for the county football, so that's great for them. I think Down, they can beat Down. I think their team can beat Down. Down are getting a few boys back as well, but it's still far from full strength. So I think this day team maybe could beat Down or something, surely.
Yeah. And of course, then you're home to win on Wednesday night to Queen's, so that's one you would expect to win as well.
Well, Down beat Queen's gnarly, so you would expect them. Queen's have obviously Marty Clark in the team. I'm not sure what whether he's the same Marty Clark that did for Down for a few years. I think maybe he's had his problems, his health problems, so I'm not sure whether he's simply able to be the same talent that he was. But I would expect they to beat Queens, and to be honest, I think they could beat Down as well and go on and to the semi-finals of the competition, Tom.
Yeah, and managers do like to get extra games because in the build-up to the league, it's only a couple of weeks away at this stage.
I would say definitely they'll be looking to qualify for the knockout stage. We've seen Mickey Hart on TV earlier on, and I mean he's been McKenna Cup he used to play hardball every year with the university players wouldn't release him that day, and that was because after so many years Tyrone won the McKenna Cup, and he uses a launching platform for the league and then used the league for his championship results. So, seeing how disappointed he was to lose last week to Gavin, so that shows you the way that Tyrone approached the McKenna Cup. So I would think that Damien Barton, I know Damien's just back from Australia, he was visiting his son in Australia, so he missed the match on Sunday, but I would think Damien will be back and hoping for two victories and to get the extra game or the extra games heading towards the